you wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh yeah, we need them. We need them. If we're living, we need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Ready or not.
Yeah, ready or not, here we are. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Have you ever had one of those times, Lauren, where you hear something and you're hearing it for the first time, and maybe it's just a phrase, maybe it's just a saying, right?
Right.
But it just grabs you, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And it just, you could even say it changes your life because it instantly changes your perspective.
Right, yeah, and that's the power of it.
I recently read an article by Todd Perry in something called Upworthy about life-changing phrases that people hear once, and it sticks with them forever. And, you know, when you hear something like this, you're grateful. You're grateful to have that wisdom. But at the same time, you know, you may be kind of sad because what if I'd heard this earlier, right? What if I had avoided some of life's unnecessary trials and tribulations?
You know, that's the thing about these phrases and these moments in time is that, you know, you have to trust that if you had heard them any sooner or any later, it certainly wouldn't have the exact same effect as it did in the moment.
So in other words, you're saying, we've got this saying up on our wall. When you walk into our home, the universe unfolds as it should.
Yes.
And so that's what you're saying, precisely. Basically.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
and that is one of the phrases for me.
Yeah.
The universe unfolds as it should.
Yeah.
That's one of the those phrases that I heard, and it grabbed me.
It grabbed you, and you were changed.
Yeah.
You were changed by having heard that very phrase, right?
Yes.
Well, we're gonna present some phrases like that today here on Strategies, and hope that they grab all of us. Hey, folks, thank you for being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible: the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment to talk about some phrases that just may grab you. That's right now here on Strategies. Stay with us.
Mind, body, spirit, and the groove. Relationships smooth as ocean waves.
Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies, Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Have you ever heard one, you know, a phrase, a saying that just grabs you and you say, man, that changes everything for me?
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna talk about the possibilities of some of these today here on Strategies. No certain order. Mm-hmm. So the first one, is it the most important? The last one we do, is it the most important? They're just, you know, just random.
Okay.
So the first one I'm going to throw out is, you can't unring a bell.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, interesting. Another form of this that I have heard is, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah. How many times have you, toothpaste back into the tube? How about this one? Undriving the nail.
Okay.
Because the hole's going to be there, right?
Right.
Somebody may forgive you, but the damage is done. The hole's mm-hmm. going to remain. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers. Yes. All of these are variations of, you can't unring a bell. I mean, to me, this is about consciousness.
Yep. Conscious living. Yep.
It's about tuning in to, you know, okay, well, I want to share this, but will sharing this be loving? Is it loving?
Right.
Is it kind?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it
truthful?
The opposite. Is it truthful?
Yeah.
Or is it the opposite of that? What's my intent?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we share things, and we share them out of love, and they're not well received by the people that we share them with.
Right.
You know, and you know, once said can't be unsaid. You know, I think this is especially prevalent within families.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to talk about this later on, but, you know, the way we speak to the people that we love most says a great deal, maybe everything, about us.
About who we are.
About who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so when we are entrusted with lives that touch ours, there is a responsibility there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, and not just because they may or may not be dependent upon us for survival for some short period of time, but in the grand scheme of things, because we're all connected. And to me, this is a part, and I really like the idea of, you can't unring a bell. Actually, I hadn't heard it said that way.
Yeah.
In contrast to the other ways, because it speaks to the resonance.
Yeah.
Quite literally, it speaks to the ripple effect that we are. You know, of thinking of ourselves as a wave upon the ocean, right? Remembering that everything that I do, everything I say, everything I intend affects way more than me.
Have you ever had the experience, and I know I have, and I think probably most everyone of us have, something is said to you one time, and yet, you know, it's impactful enough. And a lot of times this is, we take it negative. Whether it's meant as negative or not is irrelevant. We
right.
take it inside. Our perception is, oh, this is negative. And so the person may say it to us only once.
Mm-hmm.
But we say it to ourselves over and over and over and
yes.
over.
And how many times have you seen this with children of adults, right? And even as they're adults, you know, they may have this very strong memory of being told something by their mom or dad or a teacher or some important adult.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and it might have only been once or twice.
Yeah.
But that is very impactful.
You're
over
totally
the rest of
wrong.
Their lives. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we do it without thinking. And that's what I, you know, that's where I'm coming from in terms of, a lot of times this is This is not about consciousness. We're not meaning to have the impact, and especially right. the negative impact that perhaps sometimes our words
right. And so
do.
The strategy there is to pause, especially before we speak or
right.
do something, you know, and just to tune in and become conscious of, okay, what are my intentions here? Where
right.
am I coming from? Am I saying this out of love or for love?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Here's another one. You don't have to attend every argument you're invited to. I think this is such an important one today. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
You don't have to attend every argument you're invited to.
Right.
You know,
yeah, I think we can get so caught up in defending, quote unquote, defending our position.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not realizing how much power is actually in standing off sometimes.
Yeah.
Is in being quiet or walking away.
How many times, you know, have I had to stop and tell myself, not my monkey, not my circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, is it my job to make sure that somebody understands a particular thing the way that I understand it? Because, again, consciousness is really about positionality, you know? It
yeah.
really is. It's and you know, again, two things can be true at the same time.
And most often are.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a matter of positionality.
Yeah.
Where am I looking at it from?
Yeah. What's yeah. your perspective?
What you is know, my perspective?
It reminds me of the old image of the number six on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a person standing at the bottom of it and a person standing at the top of it.
Well, one is going to absolutely swear it's a nine.
Right. Exactly.
And the other is going to absolutely swear it's a six.
Yes.
And
yeah.
the fact of the matter is...
Sure. They're both true.
They're both true. It's just a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
And so many times in our world, this world of dualities,
mm-hmm.
we don't stop and consider that whoever we're talking to may have, and most often does, have a different position
yeah.
from which they are seen. I love the illustration that you just gave.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and so instead of, you know, being so quick to defend and to cling tight to our beliefs and our positions, you know, I might challenge us to say, okay, tell me more about that. Help me understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
How are you seeing it this way?
But
what?
That takes curiosity and an open mind.
Yes.
And the willingness, Lauren, to drop my level of defensiveness and
yeah.
to control my own ego that says I'm right. And
right.
if I'm right, then you've got to be wrong.
And I also think it's rooted in where we place our identity. If our identity is so tied to a particular belief or position, of course, if someone comes and quote unquote threatens it or, you know, argues against it,
right,
then our very identity is threatened.
Is threatened.
And
yeah.
so we become like that animal in a corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
All we feel like we can do is defend for our life.
It's all I could do.
Right.
Your Honor. It's all I could do. You know, sometimes the best thing that we can learn early on in life is how to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
pick your battles.
Yeah, and you know, some people actually think that they win an argument when they walk away. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I again, that sets up the wrong intent. A
right.
win lose. It's just about walking away.
Right.
It's not winning and losing.
It's about
losing.
Protecting your peace. It's about,
yeah.
you know, setting up and evaluating and discerning within each encounter whether it's worth your time and whether the other person is actually invested in having a conversation, like I described earlier, of tell me more about your position and we're in this conversation to expand both of our minds not to dig our heels in the ground and fight each other over two beliefs that could simultaneously be true.
Be true. Here's another quick one before we have to go to break.
Okay.
Sometimes a man on the right track gets hit by a train on the wrong one. It's possible to commit no mistakes and still, quote unquote, lose. That's not a weakness. That's life.
Yeah.
And Jean-Luc Picard said that. That's not a weak. It's possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That's not a weakness. That's life. Jean-Luc Picard.
Right. And then again, this
you know who Picard is, right?
Remind me.
Star Trek, The Next Generation, isn't it? Picard?
Oh.
I think so.
Okay.
I'll have to look at that.
Okay. I'm not sure.
I'll look at it during break.
Okay.
Correct it.
Enlighten us.
I'll enlighten during break, but I think that's who that is. Yeah. But I mean, you know, the thing is,
again, I think it's about perspective here. It's about, are you seeing life as win-lose, like you said?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You know, perhaps there are no mistakes.
Again, you know, back to our
the universe unfolds.
The universe unfolding as it should. We're talking today about maybe some life-changing phrases. People maybe only hear once, but they stick with them, and they change them. And we're considering what some of those might be here today on Strategies. Stay with us. Be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back in. Phew. I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
I wasn't 100% sure that was Jean-Luc Picard was the Star Trek character because I watched the original Star Trek.
Right.
The old TV.
It's been a while since.
Yeah, black and white. And then I watched the movies, the first of the movies that had the old cast, you know, the television cast.
Right.
But then as it continued, so I wasn't 100%. I thought I was remembering that correctly, but sometimes, you know, this old mind doesn't do that. Welcome back into Strategies for a Living. We are considering, we're considering sayings that maybe you only hear one time, but man, it changes. It changes your perspective instantly, you know?
Yeah.
And, Here's another one. Don't confuse being needed with being valued.
That's a good one.
Yeah, let's add to the confusion a little bit. True friendships can arise from responding to a need And there are people who are really nice to you when they need you. But once you hit a bump in the road and become useless, even if just for a while, reactions may vary. Don't confuse being needed with being valued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great one because it really breaks out, you know, where it makes you think about where are you placing your value? Right? Because if you are
again,
one of those,
where's your level? What level of conscious awareness are you coming from?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you needing to be needed? Yeah. I think a lot of us these days have.
So many of us get into and out of relationships because of, oh, I need you. I need you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, it's a confusing thing. Needs and wants are very easily confused.
Right.
You know, the truth of the matter is I don't need you. Mm-hmm. I want you in my life.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But need, they're from a physical perspective, mm-hmm. you know, we probably have very few needs, water, a little bit of food, a little bit of sunlight. No. Yeah.
Physically, yeah.
Yeah.
And then psychologically, there's.
Psychologically, we have some others.
Love and belonging.
Yeah.
And safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's about being able to provide those for yourself first and being able to see for yourself that you have inherent value despite what you bring to the world or to others. I think this is something us in the Western culture are really struggling with today with all of this need incessant productivity and consumerism, right? And it's this idea that, well, I have to be productive or useful in order to be valuable.
Yeah.
And what if we were just valuable because we're human beings?
Sometimes you'll ask me or I'll ask you, what are we doing today? What do you want to do?
Right.
And you know, one or the other of us will say, why do we have to do anything?
Right.
How about nothing? No thing. And but that doesn't mean that we won't be busy. That doesn't mean that you know, things won't happen.
If you think about it, you know, this was one of my phrases for you that you shared with me that actually changed my life. The idea the idea that we're human beings,
not human doings.
Not human doings. Mm. And yet, if you think about it, on a physical level, our body is always doing.
Yeah.
It's always doing something.
Right.
So you can't, you know, you don't have to worry about doing anything.
You don't have to, set that aside because it's always, it's going to mechanically take care of that, right. You know, no matter what.
Metabolism is going, your lungs are breathing in and out, your heart is beating, and it's just about being aware.
Yeah.
I paused intentionally about being in that stillness.
Yeah.
Right. And just observing the incessant doing.
Mm. Mm.
Perhaps if we sat with that, you know, and just realized that we are a part, we are an extension of nature, and that's our value.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, nature doesn't need.
No. And it doesn't depend on us.
No.
A wise teacher a couple of thousand years ago said, consider the sparrows of the air, you know?
Yeah.
And consider that, you know, not one falls to the ground without, you know, God's knowledge, nature's knowledge, right?
Yep.
The hairs, even the hairs on your head are known, right?
Yeah.
And so that blows your mind when you stop and think about it. But you don't have to count them.
No.
You know?
No, because they are.
Right.
And they have value just in being and growing and becoming.
And so constantly. Just in being, you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in being, you are doing. Yeah.
Quite the truthful paradox.
All right. Here's another one. Not everyone you lose is a loss.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, and this one is really good for anybody going through any kind of significant life change,
yes.
Whether it's graduation. A lot of people are graduating right now. Maybe switching jobs, maybe moving, maybe in and out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people that are going to drift in and out of our lives. through the years.
Right.
And, you know, some make you very sad.
Yep.
And
I think it's important to remember, too, that just because you are experiencing some grief, just because you are sad that you lost someone, whether that was just death or divorce or, you know, loss of a friendship, moving away, natural growing apart, no matter how the loss happened.
Right.
You know, you're going to grieve some, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it was an unhealthy thing if you're feeling bad about it.
I mean, you know, when I look back and I think of sometimes the people that I was sad about leaving.
Yes.
It's like a few of those departures have been worthy of celebration.
Exactly.
Now it didn't feel that way in the moment.
No, and it's about remembering that in the moment as much as you can, that this is just a period of recalibration.
Yeah.
That as you drift apart from someone, you know, what is it that connects us with other people? It's our shared, it's not just, I'm going to say interest, but that's not exactly broad enough to describe what it is that we connect on. It's our shared experiences, our shared interest, and we connect on certain points. And as those drift apart and break, we have to grieve that and find that elsewhere, whether that's within ourselves or another person or another activity. And so it's just this momentary displacement period.
Right.
Where we're grieving.
You know, a very important skill for our mental health is being able to cherish and appreciate the person that someone was and even love them while also appreciating some extra distance between our now selves, our present selves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you can appreciate that and still love the person.
Yeah.
Still appreciate the person and what they may have brought into your life. But from again, it's all about perspective. Are you seeing, are you where you're seeing the six or where are you seeing the nine? Right.
Right. And what are your expectations? What are you holding on to? What are you trying to control?
Right.
What are you not allowing to unfold in its natural way?
This next one is extremely important. Don't believe everything you think.
Ooh.
I'm going to say it again.
Yes, say it again.
Don't believe everything you think.
Yep. This is an important one, and it comes from we have to know at the basis that we are not our thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to understand that to really let this one sink in. Don't believe everything you think, because your identity is not tied up in your thoughts. Boy, if they were, what a crazy place this would be.
If someone could come into the room and just witness and be a therapist for a day.
Yes.
And listen to people who come in and they're mentally unwell or they're depressed and, you know, they are sharing with you the things that they're thinking, you will know this is a fact.
Yes.
Our brain at times lies to us. Our thoughts at times lie to us. It tells us things that aren't true. Mm. And,
It's just about being able to recognize. Yeah. Cognition
is thinking.
Right.
So recognizing
think again
is to think again, to rethink it.
And to truly recognize that our brains are receivers.
Mm.
That's truly it.
So if our brains are receivers, then the thoughts that we think are coming from inside of us are actually coming from all the space
the
out there.
Yeah. I almost
and that
think
makes
of it,
total sense if you stop and
think
about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, but it's very much like a radio or a TV, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you turn on a radio and you tune it to a specific station or frequency, you can find a specific program, a certain, you know, stream of thought will come through. Now, that doesn't mean that all of the other radio stations aren't still there.
No, if you're not tuned to 710 a.m. Mm-hmm. at our 101.7 FM
yes.
at 7 p.m., you're Monday through Friday, you're not going to hear Strategies for Living.
Right.
You're tuned to 96.5 and you're so peeved because they're playing music and they're not talking about I want to know things. I want to hear things. I want to be taught things.
Well, right.
That's you're not tuned. Mm-hmm. You're not tuned to the frequency that's going to give that to you right now.
Right.
That is so much of life.
Yeah, and that's what gives you the power, you know, that you are not your thoughts. You have the ability to change them, to tune into a different station at any point that you wish.
And you can do that instantly, yeah. Lauren. I mean,
at the turn of a dial.
There you go. You don't like it? Just change the dial.
There you go.
But don't change the dial right now, because we're right in the middle of Strategies for Living, and I hope you're enjoying the mind stretching today here on Strategies, talking about those phrases you hear once, but man, they're impactful. They can change you. That's what we're talking about today here on Strategies for Living. We got more of them. Stay with us.
Table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio.
And we got some for you right here on Strategies for Living. You've come to the right place. Thank you for being here with us. And hey, you know, if this is a program that you would like to tell other people about, and we hope it is, or if you're listening to us on the radio and you get 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and you say, I want more of this. I want to hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a way to do that. There's because we're podcasting now.
That's right.
And we're not going anywhere. We're staying right here on the radio. But In addition, we have started podcasting.
So you can listen to us at any point stream. You don't have to be tuned in to 710 AM or 101.7 FM at 7 PM exactly.
Right. And you can pass it on to, you know, if you've got somebody that lives in West Virginia, if you've got somebody that lives in Japan, and, you know, we've got a listener in Japan.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We have a listener in oh, it blows my mind where people listen, you know, now that we've started this podcasting thing, where some of our audience is. It just blows my mind, but in a good way. So go to your favorite podcasting platform.
Search Strategies for Living.
And it's that simple.
Yep.
And just subscribe to us, and there we are.
If you happen to be on Apple, give us a rating or a review. We'd appreciate that, too.
Please do. Yeah, we do appreciate that. Okay, so we're talking today about things that you hear. Maybe you only hear them one time, but man, they change you. They're that powerful, right?
Yes.
And so here's another one. No matter how far down the wrong road you are, turn around. This kind of relates to the last one before break that we talked about, you know, in a way. You can change it in a moment.
Yes.
No matter how far down the wrong road you are, turn around. The longer it takes you to get off the bus, the more expensive the return ticket's going to be.
There you go. That's
and
a good one.
When you realize you're in a hole,
just
stop digging.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that one can be important because I have seen so many people, you know, a common thing is that we judge ourselves, right? And then what happens is once we realize that we're judging ourselves, we judge ourselves for judging ourselves. And it's like this cycle, whereas, you know, if we just recognized, okay, I'm judging myself, and because I recognize that, I'm going to celebrate. Because I have an opportunity now to, going back to the phrase, to get off the bus, to turn around at any moment, you know. And, you know, I think we have some sort of strange desire for consistency so much so that, well, I've already made it this far. I've already, you know, messed up this much.
May as well make
keep
it
going.
Just keep going. Just make it a doozy.
Okay, well,
all right.
You can do that.
All of these are important, I think, Lauren. But if I had to asterisk one, double, triple asterisk one,
yes,
it's going to be this one.
Okay.
The way you talk to and the way you talk to / scold your kids is the voice and the tone that they will learn to talk to themselves in.
Ooh.
I'm going to say it again because I think it's that important.
It is.
The way you talk to and or scold your kids is the voice and the tone that they will learn to talk to themselves in. Mm-hmm. You know? Similarly, your anger becomes their anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, some people grow up in a house where parents are angry always, or they're always annoyed, or they're always anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And that has implications.
Huge.
You know?
And so,
again, it's about being aware. It's about consciousness, not just letting things fling out, you know?
Yeah. Similarly, you know, the way that you talk to yourself is going to be a mirror of how your child sees themselves and the world.
Right.
Right.
Right. They're gonna replicate what they see you do rather than what you tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're more often than not going to replicate what they see.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think we're becoming more and more aware of the world of energy, and you know, we think we used to have the old idea that, well, if there's some kind of stress going on, we just can't let the kids see. And that couldn't be more problematic.
Yeah.
Because
how do our kids learn to experience all of those things in life?
Mm-hmm.
The vast number of things that have to be experienced in a life.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking of, I can't take the, you know, the, yes, this is a big loss for our family, but we can't let our child go to this funeral because he or she is just too young.
Yep.
About that. Really think about that.
Because they won't be able to understand what that is and what a huge opportunity you are missing. Especially in that particular case, you know, because you have the opportunity to shape the kid's value and relationship with life itself by, you know, having those hard conversations and engaging in their questions and curiosities about what's going on.
Let me see if I can get another couple of quick ones in here. You're under no obligation to set yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do we rush in as the hero? You know,
at the total expense of ourselves and our sanity and our peace.
Yeah.
I love, you know, some of the advice that you gave me actually when I was going into therapy and counseling was not to work harder than your clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is one of
that's a hard one for therapists to learn. That is so hard to learn and so hard to put into action.
Yeah.
Because you know, as a young therapist, you want to change the world. You want to help everybody. That's right.
You want to set yourself on fire to keep everybody warm.
Yeah. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. Let me get one more in. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. Mm. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. That's it in a different form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, what is life about? It's about setting up and, experiencing, you know, and it doesn't always turn out, you know, the way we want it to.
The way we expect it to. But it does as it should.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But if you don't ask, 100% of the time, you're getting a no.
Yeah.
It's the way the universe works.
You're guaranteeing it.
You're guaranteeing it. Talking about things that you can hear, maybe only one time, but they really change your perspective and make you say, that's today here on Strategies. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio. Radio.
And welcome back into Strategies, Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, been talking about, things that maybe we only hear one time, but man, they can change us. I'll get a couple of quick ones in before I ask you what your takeaway is. The time is going to pass either way. Just because you lost me as a friend doesn't mean you gained me as an enemy. You know, I still want to see you eat, just not at my table.
That's a good one.
In the absence of communication, the void is filled with negativity. Mm. And last but not least, don't let perfect be the enemy of progress. You know, some of these relate one to another. What's your takeaway from all of these today that we've shared?
Just the idea that, you know, we never know what we're going to say or what one phrase might change everything, you know? And so to look out for those and share them with others and really apply, you know, if there were one.
And even think about it, you know, contemplate it on it within ourselves.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And if there's one you heard today that stood out to you, you know, sit with it for a couple of days and see how that would play out in your life.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one phrase that, think about one phrase that's changed your life.
And if you've been listening to this in your car and you say, well, there's not enough dust in my dashboard to take notes. Okay. Well, remember we're podcasting now, so you can go back and subscribe to the Strategies for Living podcast, wherever you get podcasts, and you can listen to the whole show again.
There you go.
You got them. Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you tuning into Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? Why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.